So welcome to our second episode of Honest Tea with Shaq HP. Leah, last week you did not tell us what you did at Shaq. So this week, it's all about you. What do you do?
Time to redeem myself. I actually do run the social media for Shaq. I fulfill a lot of outreach requests, and I also run the condiment program, which is a primary prevention program for sexual health. I am also known as the condom fairy on campus.
I love that. I still need to get you those wings and rollerblades with your little wand so that we can get around campus faster.
I would love that. That sounds great. And I'll just like sprinkle some fairy glitter behind me as I like bring condoms to all the locations.
Everyone will know where you're at that point.
Yeah.
So you basically talk about sex, right?
Yeah. So during the school year when we're in person, I go and do different workshops with groups of students or student organizations and talk about the myths and facts about sex in a game called Sex Jeopardy. And I also do some snippets on social media for sex education, as well as the condiment program, where we give out condoms to different locations on campus. However, since we are all more at home this semester, we're kind of tailoring all of our information to being more at home and just providing you with information and free condoms.
Awesome. So talking about sex isn't an easy thing. So we have a tribute for you today, right, Chris? Hit it. Sure.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, that's for you, Leah. It's talking about sex.
And it's also not copyrighted, so don't flag us.
Yeah, please don't sue us. We're a small podcast for a small university. We don't have money. Anyway, so let's talk about sex. Let's face it. When we have anything going on with our health, whether it's good or bad, what's the first thing we do?
Google it. That's what I do.
You Google it? Chris, what do?
I Google it, or I talk to my friends who don't have the best information most of the time.
Yeah, I completely understand. We're kind of fortunate, right? We work in a clinic, and so we have phone numbers that maybe no one else has access to, but I don't know how many times I call our coworkers to be like, what is happening?
What is going on? And why do I feel this way?
Yeah, because what does Google always end up with?
They always give you, yeah, or you have some sort of disease that's incurable.
Yeah, you're dying, you have cancer, you're going to lose your toe tomorrow. So, being that we don't want students going to Google, you guys, please don't go to Google. Use your resources. Chris, what are some resources that they have to learn more about their sexual health?
We have, well, not only our clinic itself, you could always give us a call, or you could check out Shaq's social media, all the platforms. We have some really great information on there that you should really use to your benefit.
Yeah, especially on Instagram right now, so you don't have to Google sex during COVID. We already filtered through all the credible information for you, and right now we do have a highlight up on our Instagram, Shaq, or UNM underscore Shaq, or yeah, Shaq. Did I have that right, Tiff? Which one was it?
I think it's UNM underscore Shaq.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, UNM underscore Shaq. And on there, on our highlight, we have sex during COVID up. And it comes with all the information, the do's and don'ts. So please go check that out.
Yeah, and if you don't want to read, I mean, you can continue to follow our podcast because we'll be talking about sex during COVID next week. So two more for that. We're not going to spoil anything for you.
Yeah, we'll have a lot more detailed information and be getting a lot of information from our healthcare providers at Shaq. So we'll have all the new updated stuff on sex during COVID for next week.
Perfect. So let's talk about sex in a way where we're talking about condoms, right? Students use condoms, you know, to prevent many things like STIs and pregnancy. Can you kind of give us an overview, Leah, of our condiment program that we offer at Shaq?
For sure. So it's kind of evolved over time. And recently we've been able to get into a lot of resources that students go to very frequently. However, there's never been a condom location there. So Last semester, we got into CAPS and the Health Sciences Library on North Campus, which is amazing. But this semester, we're tailoring it down to resources that are open at main campus for students that are still on campus. So at those resources, there will be a little tiny condom basket that's a clear basket. And inside, there are little individual baggies that have an assortment of condoms in them. They're all the same. So you can take one of those pre-assorted condom bags and keep it. And once you run out or you have a specific type of condom you want, Shack has an online ordering service now. We're rolling both the in-person and online services out on Thursday, the 27th. So after Thursday, the 27th, all of our resources on campus will have the condoms, and I will be putting all of the resources out through email and social media so everyone knows where they are and when the locations are open. And online on Shack's website, shack.unm.edu, you can fulfill condom orders. And all of these are free to you. So if you want 5 condoms that are snug or 5 Trojans, you can put that in our online ordering form and you can come pick them up at Shack on Wednesday. So 2 different modalities on getting free condoms here at UNM.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. You mentioned that there's a couple different kinds. Like, do they serve different purposes or are they all
That's a great question. I get that a lot because people come up and they're like, ooh, pretty colored condoms, because they're all colored differently. And they are really pretty colors. But usually the colors mean that they're different. So I really like this resource one condom has. Not all condoms fit the same. So one condom has a sizing guide. You can actually print it out and size yourself. However,
if you have a penis.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big factor of it. But the condoms are just slightly different, geared towards, you know, what you find more comfortable. So there's snug condoms. There's also large condoms. There are ultra sensitive condoms. Trojan is kind of like a standard condom, as well as Lifestyles and Sweetheart. They're all slightly different, but basically they all just protect you from STIs. Another big one are oral condoms. So a lot of people don't know about them or don't have them or don't see them in stores very often, but oral condoms protect you while you're doing oral sex. And you can get a lot of STIs through the mouth. So it's really important to use one when performing oral sex. And I am putting out a lot of information on how to make any condom into a dental dam for oral sex as well.
That is awesome. I think a lot of students just see of the variety of condoms that, you know, Shack provides them, and they really don't know what does what. So there's a ribbed one, you know, that's one that we forgot to mention, in that it has ribs on the outside for his and her pleasure, or his and his pleasure, depending on what type of relationship you're in. There's also a studded. I don't know. Do we still have studded?
I don't think we got them this semester, but we did purchase a lot of one condoms, which are super awesome too.
Oh, those just have awesome art. I just like the birds and the bees and one taco, if you guys get that. maybe 2 tacos, taco party. Anyway, that's besides the point.
They have a ton of artwork on them, and every year they have contests on putting artwork, like people just like doing their own artwork for the condoms, and then they vote on them and put them on the condoms. So they're really cute.
Yeah, just save the wrapper, throw the condom, save the wrapper, collect them or something. Don't collect the condoms. Please never, ever, ever reduce, reuse, recycle your condoms.
No, we have more. Come get more from us. Just throw it away after you're done with it.
But please, if you do come don't take them all. Everyone else is having sex too. You're not the only one. Please, you know, one baggie per person.
And then if you run out, you're more than welcome to order them online again. And so, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Fun fact about the oral condoms, they're flavored. They're like chocolate, banana, mint, strawberry. So you gotta spice vanilla? Things up in a way. Yeah, there's vanilla too.
Kind of ice cream cone, but ew.
They just don't recommend using oral condoms for vaginal or anal sex, just because since they are scented and flavored, they can throw off your pH a little bit. So if refrain from using them for those types of sex, just for oral sex.
Yes, that is a great point. We don't want any of our students getting UTIs or bacterial infections just because they used an oral condom.
Yeah, just swap it out, you know?
Yeah. Awesome. So this one's going to be a quick one, guys. We just want to tell you a little bit about our condiment program, talking about sex, not copyrighted, of course, again, and the different types of condoms that we have for you. We also have latex-free condoms. However, if you need those because of a latex allergy, please email us or put in an outreach request form like Leah had mentioned so we can get those to you. They're pretty pricey. We don't have much money, so we can't just hand them out like hotcakes like we can the other one. We have
them for free for you.
Yes, exactly. All right, so tune in next week and we will go in deeper for, sorry, I did not even mean to make that pun, but we will go in depth with sex in COVID. All right, guys.
Have a good
week. Can't see this, guys, but Chris can't stop laughing at me right now. I'm older, remember? I forget what I'm saying.
He's just beet red. Get your mind out of the gutter, Chris.
Get your mind out of the gutter, Tiff.
I didn't even mean to. Anyway, we'll catch you guys next week.